We are up to Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph Zayin B'Metzia. This is Malka Groznansky. He's back. Chof Tevis. Zog di Gemara. So we're talking about the concept of Misagin about Chayv. We know by Erchin is a way that you organize his affairs so that he can pay whatever he can pay and leave him a few essentials only for him. So the question is, even though we already said before you do, there's a question is whether you're misadif for balchay, for a lender, for a borrower. Toshma, come in here. Sorry, boilu. Maush, yisadul balchay. Are we misadif for balchay? We're revisiting the question. Migoma, micha, micha me erchin. By erchin, where we introduce the concept of misadif balchay. There it says, ki yomuch, you know, your brother is impoverished, and then we organize the siddur, so maybe the same thing is by balchay. Although, we don't make these shabbat. Like Rashi, micha, micha, gabi loivu, malvuk, siv. It says three lines on top. Chiyom uchachicha umata yodim. But Gabi Erchik says yimochu meerkecha, and both of them use the expression that he's impoverished. Toshba coming here. The Sholach Rovin sent a letter. Bigartin his letter. Dovezesh alti lechol rabbi. He said, I asked this very question: whether we learned this zay shav not from my rebbe. Nobody responded. But remember the truth. Kachois a shaila. I had another related shaila. From that related shaila, you can figure out the answer also regarding about chayv. What was the other related shaila? Instead of erchin, which is clearly in the Taida, what about a guy made a promise to commit money to Bedek Abayis, maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash, and then he couldn't meet his obligations? Do we organize his affairs or not? And based on what they said there, we can draw parallels to also a regular balchay. What's the story? A guy says, I take upon myself $100 in order to maintain the base of Migdash, Mau, and then he couldn't afford it. She is Sadu. Do we go ahead and we organize his affairs and take everything else away from him in order to be able to meet his requirements or not? Rabbi Yaakov mashmei the Bapoda and Rabbi Yirmiya mashmei the Ilfo. So both Rabbi Yaakov and both Rabbi Yirmiya Amri, they say kavuchayme be balchayv. They say let's make a kavuchayme from a balchayv. And if we know what the din by balchayv is, then surely that's what the din be by Bedek Abayis. And what's the din by balchayv? They both claim ma balchayv shemarzidin. On the one hand, we return the mashkin and it has a cooler, and yet the ein misadrin, we don't organize the affairs of a by a balchayv. So clearly, from here, that side of Bimei Yaakov holds that you're not misadrin by a balchayv, and that's about Tom Paskins. Hegdish, ein machzidin. When it comes to hegdish, when we don't even have this cooler of returning. To return the mashkin, ain noidin. Surely she ain misadin. You're not misadin. So from that answer, you can see that they hold by bachayv. You're not misadin. Rashi four lines on top. Dovas shalti v'lamadnu because they're shavu. They michad to be used like they're shavu. Lamidon they answered me. But I'm kachoy zeshayel. There was another question. Of a kach nishlo shilachas beisemedesh. Another question was asked of beisemedesh. I mean, not from there. Yesh lulmoid. From there you can learn she ain misadin. You're talking not misadin. Hadil aymon lebedek bayis v'hasogas yad loiksi. It doesn't say anything about affordability. Ela berchin or berchin. Even a man, whatever he has, we take from him. The rest is an outstanding loan, and we keep on taking from him. When we come in to take away his things, do we organize and leave him things or not? So we said, we have a leniency that what? The malvus is mechuyev to return to him the mashkin at night, whatever it is, and yet a mesadin lahashel leklum to leave him anything mishabal limkar shloishi. Remember, according to Shimon Gamliel, who says that the first 30 days you leave him everything be, but after 30 days he says sell whatever it is. That means that we said before, Shimon Gamliel does not hold any concept of mesadin. 100%. He doesn't believe in Amos. You got to pay your loans.
It's like a foreclosure account.
No, Misadni will leave you a bed. We leave you certain, like we learned today. We leave you the basic provisions that you need to live.
And the tools of trade. His
yeah, but at bankruptcy, we don't care about your possessions. So it's not bankruptcy.
Misadni means. It's bankruptcy. I said it's like we're
banking everything away from you. We leave nothing. We don't care about you. Misadni, we leave you tools of trade, which we had another guy, Bubba Kama. We leave you tools of trade. We do. Believe you, but not, and then even your wife's clothes, her, there's an argument here, but your wife's Shabbos clothes and these things we leave with her. Well, there's a whole list. Yeah. Yes, yes. But I mean, Tom Paskin, Amos Sadden, but Nishonah Paskin Sadden. So, a masadin lahash lekul mishabolim kolach after 3 days. I think what about it? Rabbi Yechiel says, neder be'erkecha ksiv. It says by erkecha. Forget about sima. It says by erkecha. Amicha. It says by erkecha. Neder. It says when you make a neder for erchin, you're going to take your value. Ma erchin masadin. Ma erchin. We find masadin. Av hegdish masadin. Hegdish also when masadin. So we learn hegdish from erchin. Forget it right now about. He's not talking about chayiv. He's just talking directly about medika bayis. Rashi another berakha, ki yafle the berakha. The first is hikish nedar the erkin. Then we're right to be either the other opinion that learns from kavu chayim. And he said what that you are misad, that you're not misad. Was he do the pasuk nedar? We have it here, shavu. Ahu, we need that. We need the bechvayde. We know what you need the hekish of nedar to erkin. That bechvayde. What parts of you when you make a nedar? It's only those avarim that your life is totally enough. If I donate my leg, it doesn't mean anything. If I donate my heart, then I got to pay my full value because I cannot function without a heart. And so therefore, we learn from the hudasa. My erkin, just like my erkin, nedar bechvayde. That one, the limbs are judged according to its value. And if the neshama is telling it or not, is af the hekish nidin bechvaydei Rashi. I wouldn't make void the hekish nedel erchin. Hachi has come for this reason. She mama the may libi oy roishi oy kvedi olai. These parts are essential to my life. Listen, mekuli. Avli mama al evish ain't neshama to lubei. It's not dependent. No, you can't function. No, we don't look at the heart. We look at the total person. This person is worth $100. Yeah. If I'm only donating a part of my person, yeah. If this part of the person makes you tick, exactly. If it's a leg or a hand, we don't give anything.
Does that mean he's covered?
Covered, he could mean liver or his liver or his entirety.
So, and again, this is going to be based on the age also.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the shuk to buy
yeah,
Eved.
If it's Erkin, yeah.
Because Erkin is fixed amounts.
So yeah, Erkin the Teda gives a fix. The Me'alai is Eved and Erech Alai is fixed in the Teda. Then we look at what the Eved without the hand and with the hand. That's what you learn about Hegel from Erkin. Gabi Erkin, see, Erkin Chonafash is Imam Erech Eved Shan Shem Tluibai, Alai Noisin Mekula. Imam Erech Yodi Lai Lom Eklum. Shin Erech Kosim El Nefer Nefesh. Nidam Bechvaida, Eved Nidal Fikvaida, Shiman Shem Tluibai, Noisin Mekula. He pays all of it. So why do you say that we're not mesadah b'alchayiv? Now let's turn around and make kavuchayim from erchin, and we should be mesadah b'alchayiv. If we're making things easier for b'alchayiv by the mashkin, surely we should make it easier b'chlal in life. B'erchin she'ain machzirin. We don't have rachmanis. We don't return them the mashkin. Mesadrin b'alchayiv she'machzir b'alchayiv. That you have to return to him the mashkin whenever he needs it. Ain odin she mesadrin. Surely you should make it easier on the borrower and organize his affairs. Rashi, we said about Chayy, Gemara Gemara Baruch Hashem, Marzir Miyemel Yem as clear sort of like all those vessels that he needs. Ain't any Chesadin Kishabolim Kolach after 30 you want to sell again. The way Rashi learns the whole Gemara, this is all going according to Shem Gamliel. That after 30 days you sell everything that he has. Yashal Yichayv, leave something for him to live. Go and meet the Mefet around the Miyemel and Erchin. Everything Gemara. I'm not going to pass it. V'imachu Merkecha. If he's poor, what do you mean? Who he is poor? Who v'loy Balchayv? Only he if he's poor. Do we say that what? That we are Masada, but not about Chayiv. There's no organization of his affairs there.
Bal Chayiv is what?
You take everything away. He owes $400, take it away. He'll take his bed and table away if I found. Because yes, he will give him a bed and a table. Another one says, ha, what did he do? The word who? The one who said that what? That you do Masada Bal Chayiv. I said who? Hi, Ad. This ad she yehei b'makusay mitchila v'ad seifay. That is what do you call it? What's high ad? What's a dollar here? Okay, when do we say that if he's poor, he pays a lot less? It's only if he's poor from the beginning of the end. Whatever becomes rich in the middle, then he has to pay like a rich man again. Because it says, if Allah has a yad, he pays this. So that's how you learn the word who. That he's mach who, that he is consistently poor from beginning to the end. But if he changes, then he has to pay like a rich man. It said, now the Gemara has a question. since we are strict, why do we say by Hegdish that we should also return the mashkin to the leiva of kavuchem b'chayim ma b'chayim she'ein mesadin? That is not done in of siddur. Yet marzidin, we return the mashkin by day if he needs it by day and every night. Hegdish mesadin, Hegdish which are more lenient, Hegdish will mesadin in yonim if you can't afford it. So surely ein adish marzidin, we should return it. We should return it to the guy who made the promise.
To the cow.
Yeah, but we're saying here that chumra should have a cow. What chaymer? Mesadin lebal chay is a cooler
for the
hegdish. Yeah, and yet, so we're saying since hegdish is more makel than an ordinary person, we're mesadin the affairs so that you can pay whatever you afford. So why don't we also say in the case of hegdish, you made a promise that the mashkin has to be returned to you. On my cross, and the posse again, there's a cost on the posse. Veshocha b'sal mosa, you should go to sleep with his beged. Uve rachacha, you'll be benched. Ulechotitz doka, you'll be justice. It'll be nice and just if you give back to the loiva every single day. So who is it? Only a person that needs a personal bracha. Hegdish etar bracha. What's happened? Hegdish will return the clothes. We get a bracha. The hegdish, the Asian needs a bracha. So therefore, it doesn't apply. Rashi. So why shouldn't we give him also over here bracha? Ella makra will chotid tzedakah, that whoever it will count to you towards tzedakah if you give back the, even though you own the mashkin, you have rights to the mashkin, if you give it back every day to that leiva, you'll get credit for it. Misha tzad tzedakah, a guy who needs a credit tzedakah, you're to hegdish ain't tzad tzedakah. Hegdish not need the mitzvah tzedakah. What do you mean hegdish not need the mitzvah tzedakah? Is it talking about the Eibishter again? Magid devar yachush by Yisrael, the Eibishter also does these mitzvahs.
When you say hegdish, does that mean, let's say, someone gives to the mikdash?
We're talking about a guy, better gabayis. A guy donated by Segabayis. Or Erchin. Erchin is also the basis. Yeah, of course it is. But we're talking about the vice versa. Does a hegdish have a mitzvah against tzedakah to people? Mm-hmm. We're saying no mitzvah, so therefore it's not chaytid tzedakah. Ashkar Rabbah Ravu, this is interesting.
Does hegdish have to give maizes and trumas and things like that? No.
Doesn't have to, but I'm saying if he does, it's no credit of Zakim. Because Abisha says he does all the mitzvahs we do. Ask Rabba Barbaravu Elio. Rabba Barbaravu once found Elio, the Koi Bebeis HaKvadus. He was standing in the cemetery of Shal Egucham. And that itself is a question, what in the world was he doing there? The Gemara doesn't discuss what he was doing. The question is how he was there since he was a Koi. Omalei said, Rabba Barbaravu said to him, Ma'u Sheyisadra Ben Abachayif. Tell me, what do you think?
It's a logical question when you see Elio.
Yeah, what else are you talking about in the cemetery?
When you come across Eliyahu, the first thing you
ask. Now, you know, I'll talk to the retainer, but these are going, so it's all right. So tell me, what do you think? Do you organize the first of Chachon? I'm like, Goma, Micha, Micha, Merchon. He said, be looking out. Kaber, Nixiv, Yibachu. Be'erk, Chob, Yibach, Yixiv, Vichy, Yom, Luchach, Yichov, 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 what that you do? So then he asked him, Menayin, Lo, Orum, Shalom, Yitrim. How do you know that a naket, a person shouldn't give truma because you have to make a bracha, and we learned already in bracha v'hoi ma'achanecha kodesh that it has to be tznius when you make a bracha. Shalom Yitim, Chiv, it says, v'lo yeroa b'cha ervas dover. It shouldn't be seen by you in erva while you are making a bracha. Rashi, ervas dover, b'shosh, atta, b'da, b'boy. While you're talking about it, lo yeroa b'cha, lo yeroa b'cha ervas dover. It shouldn't be seen by you in ervas dover. Shouldn't be seen by every dove. Shmamna ain't other mevarikish or adam. You don't make a bracha when you knock it. The toidim boy bracha. When you give truma, you have to make a bracha. Hide the boy menel in your toidim the hasam tanan. We learned ain't magbi and truma adam. Why is he asking? What basis? Because the mission says you shouldn't do it while you knock it. But the reason is not the mitzvah itself is a problem. The mitzvah is the bracha. So there's nothing wrong. Interesting. The mitzvah itself. What about the covet of the mitzvah? Is it a covet doing a mitzvah that to be knocked?
Mitzvahs
or mehayt? Knock it. You're allowed to be.
I think the bottom line is.
Yeah, 100%. We learn from here. The question is, what about the mitzvah itself? Teaches me one gives dark and
even doing the handing out.
I thought I might be wrong. Is it even those parts which are normally covered? should always be covered when you're making a bracha. So if you normally wear regular trousers, you shouldn't make a bracha while you're wearing shorts. Or if you're
that actually doesn't say that.
No?
No. Okay. We live in two psukim, we make a kaddish and we live where it was dover.
Can you make
a bracha? Now I have, for example, another problem. You have your eyes shouldn't see and your lev shouldn't see. So if you wear a t-shirt, you know, they have these long t-shirts.
Yeah.
But nothing in between your heart and your bottom. But you're wearing a t-shirt, it's good for your eyes, not good for your heart. And we need the more bracha of chagimel. This, you need both. You need both. So you need the underwear as well. For example.
You think a t-shirt also?
No, long.
A long t-shirt with nothing else.
Long, like a sleeping.
Yeah, like one of those night t-shirts there, but nothing else. But interestingly, the mitzvah itself doesn't matter. What happened to the cover of the mitzvah? But there's no. It's not right now, ethically right, but there's no aveda. It's only the bracha that's the problem.
So is it saying that the maisa itself has no kedusha unless you bring the?
It's saying that kedusha. There's no pasuk that says that you have to be dressed. When it says la yireh b'cha ervas dover, it's the word we learn that from there. Dover is dibur, talking. When you say dibur, la yireh b'cha erva. That's how we learn that. La yireh b'cha erva. When it's dibur, you shouldn't be an erva. Maisa, we have no limit for it. And you would think that it makes sense.
Because the gedder of Kedusha is certainly in the Maisa. I mean, the Broch has got a yichud on the
So that's Maisa. What I'm saying. So the Maisa, there's no dibur in the Maisa. That's why you would think that you don't have to...
You don't have to cover yourself. It's only the Broch. Does he bring anything at all about this? Why the mitzvah itself?
You can...
Yeah.
There's a
hara
in this.
Okay, good.
So if you can make a bracha without even a shirt or a t-shirt.
No. Bracha, you need to cover yourself.
You need to cover even a t-shirt.
Just for the bracha, but for the mitzvah itself, you don't.
What
does Tefillin say? Tefillin, there's kedusha. The kedusha is different. You're giving tzedakah. You don't have to. Anything doesn't involve a bracha. And there's no kedusha. Kedusha is different. Like tefillin.
So you're doing an action of a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Which requires a bracha normally. So for the bracha, you have to be covered because of the erva.
So therefore, the mitzvah also gets covered as well. He's saying it's all together.
Yeah.
But the mitzvah, there's a lot of mitzvahs no brachas on.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry.
I just referring to this little toast we see towards the end of the
Yom. Yeah, it takes a clue. It's only the bracha. Yeah, I'm saying, but is there an explanation why the mitzvah itself doesn't matter?
Fakir,
it's easier. She can separate before. She can separate challah and make a bracha, no problem, because it's covered. Let's go weiter. Okay, then the Zaitik has the issue. He says, Amalei lav koyin hu ma. He says to Elio, aren't you a koyin? What in the world are you doing in a basic quarters? My time, okay, because why are you staying in the cemetery? Why are you in the cemetery? Amalei, he said to him, now, what do you mean the koyin, yes, Rashi? Rashi, lav koyin, the ika lemandama. There is one opinion, Vemin will do taste as well, because this is a pirket abelezer, is that Elio is Pinchas. The only remez that we have that Elio is Pinchas is their behavior. He was a kanoi and he was a kanoi, so we're automatically assuming that that these two are linked together.
So where do we
most tenuous link? Sorry?
Where do we always quote from?
This is it. Tases, let's jump to Tases for a second. Look at Tases here. Okay, tell you where it starts.
I'm a love Koyan.
Okay, aren't you a Koyan? So the Tases. So we're going to talk about it by a Goy. You're not allowed to touch a Goy, but you're allowed to be an oil over a Goy. Even though the whole you're not allowed to be oil over a Goy, since we learned in Brachas that most Aroinas have a tefach between the body and the lid, and that tefach suppresses,
yeah,
the tumah doesn't go higher. So even if there's oil, there's no oil here, because Rav Aroinas have a tefach. But then he goes, okay, that's the discussion there. Because of Mess Mitzvah, no problem. Okay, then he goes, who was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here it goes. So it's about 15 lines in the narrow lines. The first word lines v'chein. From the bottom, 15 lines up.
Next word to Hagos v'tzion.
Hello, Shalom. When are you going to join us? Okay. No problem. Okay, you have it. V'chein nimtza b'tshuvas goyin. We find in the response of a goyin, shekosav, he writes, sheyesh b'seder Eliyo Rabba, there's in the seder of Eliyo Rabba, that shenechaku olav, they argue, yesh oimrim shahoya mibnei b'nei shaleya. That in fact, where does Eliyo come from? From Leah's children, which, okay, doesn't prove anything, because the lady Pinchas also was from Leah's children.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a bit unusual expression as well.
Yeah. That is true. Eini Rachel. And Elio told him, you guys are wrong. I come from Rachel, from Benjamin or Yosef. I'm not Pinchas. Im kein lahoya koyin. And v'kan amo shekoyin hoya. A goyin says that he came from Rachel. And here it says that he came from Leah, from Pinchas, from Fadish. I'm saying, Moshe, I'm loy. Ten simul v'recha. Give a sign to your words. Amalan, kach kosa b'yichusa sh'b'yamin. This is what it says in the Yichus of Binyamin. In Binyamin, so in other words, he's claiming it comes from Binyamin. It says there, in Dibra Yamin, V'yashav Eliyo V'zichri B'nei Yeruchim. That these three were the children of Yeruchim. And I guess Yeruchim comes from Shev Binyamin. Omer Eloi, L'kach Amar to Lois Amana. Didn't you tell that widow there, when you were Mechayim Esim, didn't you tell that widow, I see Lee, this happened two stories. There's one Elisha, one Pinchas, and one Eliyo. I see Lee Misham Ugak Tana, make me a small cookie. Aren't you coin?
She's
tracking chal or something. He said, and he said to her, she said to him, prepare me a small biscuit for you and your children. Tasa, you should do. Looking inside, tasa, okay. V'loi coin ata. And she's saying, aren't you a koyin? Peter's a fish a koyin who are you right to little chalat chila. Omer lehem, so they're saying, yeah, so, you know, he's saying because he's a koyin, that's what he's taking chala. Omer lehem, oi say tinug Mashiach ben Yosef haya. That this child that he was dealing with was Mashiach ben Yosef, v'remez masi lo'olam shani bat chila. Now, the main remez is that Mashiach ben Yosef comes first, Mashiach ben Yosef comes first. So what does that prove? Elio himself was a koyin, because he says, aren't you a koyin? Not that he came from Rachel before. Uvaisa tshuva maybe nami, that gone also brings in that tshuva. Hadi gamni micha micha, the God has menayin shem sadin about chayiv k'mashu goyis abayin tam. How do you know your arm is sadin about chayiv? Yeah, like abayin tam is greatest. How do you know your arm is sadin about chayiv? And in our gemara is asking mahu shei sadin about chayiv, which is a big problem. And in a lot of acharim have a problem with that. What are you asking Eliyo? Tell Rabbi Shemaimi. But the main time changes the gears and he says, Minayin. You're not asking halach. I know the halach is like this. Bring me the rais of sukkim. Oh, that he could do. So that's the main time's gears. So according to the main time, you are misadr al chayv. Okay, which is the Zayt Gezach. Then he brings the chayme breishes rabba. Vatoyme leya bogod nechlku. Bogod. So nechlku rabna roi om del yo megod. Rabna roi says that it came from God, not from Rachel. And not from Levi. Okay. And Rabbi Lezer was from Binyamin. This is like the Eliyahu Rabbi from Binyamin. But Amad lef name Eliyahu stood there. But Amad lehem Rabbi say, Lama atem nechlokim alai ani mibnei bnei shel Rachel.
What's kriksav me?
I'm from the bnei bnei shel Rachel, which means he's saying he's acknowledging from Binyamin. So he was a very controversial person. There's Eliyahu Hanavi that we talk about all the time. Who in the world was he?
Comes from.
This is the mocker that he's Pinchas, this little gemara here. Lav koyin ata.
Because the Nach doesn't say.
Nothing.
What time Pinchas was nifter or wasn't nifter or anything.
Not only that, the expression also Pinchas Eliyahu. It should have said Eliyahu is a Pinchas.
Exactly, it's the wrong way
Pinchas
around.
Pinchas lived first.
Let's think about that.
Yeah. We used to have Rebbe Bushba on the show, and we used to say, there's a word by people, the more you learn, the more you know. The more you know, the more you forget. The more you forget, the less you know. So why learn? So that is a lot of people do.
The reason they're not learning is L'Shem Shomayim. They don't want to forget.
Okay, Kumlen. Okay, late, let's go back to, like, I don't know if we do any more Rashi, let's go back to. So anyway, right, so he asked him, why don't you go call you, and why, basically, what is Omer? He said to him, like, Masna ma tadas, don't you know my fetish in Mishnah? What's the next question? Not a shit question. The time you learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, I mean, in such called tadas. Rabbi Shimon Yechoy, he said, Kivreyen shaloivi gechavim ein metamin, a goy's tomb, if you touch it, he's telling me, but if you're mile on it, if you're hovering over it, you're not metamish, and it says, et in tzayni tzayn marisi, Adam atem, you people are called Adam, in the Pasuk where it says, Adam ki yamaz ba'oil, that's metame, that is metame in the entire tent, it says Adam. And the only Eden are called Adam. Atem kriim Adam, be'ein oivdek, achavim kriim Adam, then I called Adam. If you remember, the taste of the Yivamis is different than Ha'adam and Yisrael, Ha'adam and Adam. Amalei said, ba'aboloi matzinam, he said to him, I'll tell you the honest truth, that the four main mesechtes in Shas, the four main sugyas in Shas, the four main mishnais and the six mishnais, and you know, I don't know a whole that well. He's b'shisa metzini, expecting all six. That two of them that nobody learns. Taras, kachim, who learns taras and kachim? Mm-hmm. I basically go through mayid and zikin and nishas and zroim, and the rest I don't go through.
The other thing is also he's asking from the vice and not a mishnah, he doesn't not a zroim, didn't necessarily know vices.
Yeah, but he told me now, even in Mishnah, that's what someone says, he's talking about Teseftis. But the way Rashi learns is Mishnayis as well. He only knew the Mishnayis of the ones that were living in Yeshiva. Look, Ba'abola Matin Rashi, Begir Sosam, in learning them, the Abbas, Dorin, Kigay Moyud, Yeshua's, Noshim, Shehein Noigiz, Bizman Azek, Kibizman Basim, Bayez, Amigdosh, the Kachim Nami, and even Kachim, he did know, he didn't know Zroim, because the Chutzlar was no Zroim, and neither did he know Taris. But Kachim Nami, Chesiba, Chomokam, Mukta, Muglishmi, I mean, El Tamil Chomim, Hoyskim, Mirzavoida. If you learn Kachim, it's as if you makim Kachim, Chomokam, Maila, and Kazak, you makim, and Azabed, Megmidosh. They learn Kachim, and so Rashi says here that they used to learn Kachim, even though there's no base in Migdosh, because you learn it as if you were makim it, so they wanted the credit. Why learn Zroim? No one learns Zroim besides Brachas. The rest of Zroim we discount. And the Chain Taras. Who learns Taras? So why would I know them? Amalei.
So why there's no Zroim in the Shas?
In Yerushalmi, he's full of Zroim.
No, Zroim in Bavli.
Yeah, it's a Brachas. Amalei said to him, Vamai, Amalei, Vamai. He said, why the heck aren't you learning it? Amalei said, the Chikli Milsa, I have no Parnasa. I'm struggling in Parnasa. Milsa de Bre, I'm struggling in the things that I have to work with my child, Aile Gan Eden. So Yo said, you know what? He took him to Gan Eden. Amalei, he told him, Pshay Glimach, remove your shirt, Safi, let it absorb and collect. Shokla Mahani Tarfa, take from the leaves that you see growing over here and take it back with you. So Safa, so he filled up Shokla, he took, Kavin Nafik, as they were walking out of Gan Eden. Shami heard a basket to come. A man ka ochila alma. Who else wants to eat up his reward in Gan Eden and bring it to the Olam Hazeh? Kiraba baravu, like he just took away his whole Gan Eden. It's right there in his shirt. Nafat. So he opened it up.
No.
Yo, pulled in Gan Eden because he was poor. He had achmanis in him. Such big, such lamayda didn't have a chance. Didn't have the time to learn. And he was lamayda. He could learn anything, and he didn't have much of the time. So he wanted to help him out. Nafat Shadunu, he unfurled his shirt, and he took everything out from there. Afilachi asked the glima. The shirt itself was his, so he was able to bring the shirt, but the fragrance that was absorbed in the shirt was amazing. Sacha glima recha, he was able to squeeze out of his shirt that beautiful fragrance. And Zavna, he sold it betreisar alfi dinri. The smell, the perfume that he produced, he sold for 12,000 dinrim. Palginu lechasunosa. He's a mensch. He gave it out to his sons-in-law. Didn't keep it all for himself. He distributed it to his sons-in-law and daughters-in-law, and he gave them what to live on. Well, that's a mensch. Okay, that was a side issue. Talk about what we learned. It says in the Pasuk, it says, V'im ish ani with a poor man, leisishke ba'voitoi. If he's a poor man, if the bar was a poor man, don't sleep with his mashke that you took from him. But if he's a rich man, you're allowed to take his blanket and use the blanket to sleep on. You're not allowed to use the mashkin. My karma wasn't mean. Amar Hashem's hard karma. The imish on you, leisishke vavutetzecho. If he's a poor man, don't. Of course, you're not allowed to use the mashkin, but don't even let it remain in your house. Ha'osh is a rich man. Shachi vavutetzecho. You can lie, go to bed in your house and have the mashkin there in your house, but not that you can use it. Tanabami learned, that we learned if somebody, this is a cryptic braisa, you lend money to your friend, Shimon lends money to Reuven, he cannot go in and seize mashkins after the loan took place. There's a mashkin that we learned before, I'm going to lend you the money, but give me security. So you gave me security, and on that basis I lent you the money. That's not what we're talking about over here. Talking about a mashkin that came on later as a form of payment. It came time to pay, he couldn't pay. I got a bezin. Remember yesterday, you can't go in yourself. You got to get a shtich bezin to go in. But a machlekes, the shtich bezin can actually walk into the house and take it, or he waits outside the door. But you get other people involved. So, you lend money to your friend. You're not allowed to go ahead and mashkin him. Then it says, and if you did, you don't have to give it back to him. We don't have to give it back to him. If it's illegal to take from him on my own, why don't I have to give it back to him? We'll soon see. And, v'oivah, you also transgress b'chal Hashem is a little, all the different sukkim that just deal with this. What is going on here? My car, what's going on here? Omar Rav Sheish, he said, Hochi Kama, this is what's going on here. Malve is Chaveda, if you lend your friend, Ein Rashoi Lamashkon, if you lend your friend, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from him, seize a mashkin from him. But V'i Mashkin, if you did, Chayiv Lahachzala, you have to give back to him. You do have to give back to him. So we're changing around the words in the Braisa. The Braisa says, don't give back to him, and we're saying you do have to give back to him. When you transgress all of these shemes, hashiv tashiv, and don't sleep avuta, and adbo hashemesh, halalu is talking about a sefer, is on the sefer, that if you don't give it back, then you'll be over all of these shemes. So Rav said it like that, so you're changing the words of the Braisa. The Braisa says you don't have to give it back, and you're translating if he has to give it back. So Rav, Rav Amar, Hochi Karma, this is Pshat, Hamalvas Chaveda, if you lend money to your friend, Eino Rashay Lamashkan, you're not going to give a mashkin. The imashkana, and if you gave him a mashkin, chayiv laharzala, you must give it back. I, the Braisa, says you don't have to. But medvar amuri, when is all this talking about that you have to give back? Shemashkana, you seize the mashkin, shalei b'shasavosin, at the time and beginning of the initial loan. Aval mashkana, a few words are missing. Not changing anything around, we're just a few inserting a few words. But if you gave it, took a mashkin, b'shasavosin, at the time of the loan, so that was the security on what basis you gave the loan, then you don't have to return it to him. But when it says you're over, it's talking about Aresh in the beginning when you took it illegally. Tony, Rab Shizbi learned, Kameh Drav for Rav, Ad Boy Hashemesh. It says in the Pasuk that before the sunset, if you took a mashkin from a person in his dress, Ad Boy Hashemesh, until the sun sets, to Shiven, you got to give it to him. And the Braisa says, look, Sus Laila. This is, Ad Bo Hashem means, sorry, so the sun rises. Till the sun rises, give it to him. This is like Sus Laila. That means, it sounds like from here, that you should give it to him right in the morning. Why would you give it to him in the morning? This is like Sus Laila. This is pajamas. He needs it at night. It sounds from here that when the sun rises, give it to him. Why would you give him his pajamas when the sun rises? And then it says in the Pasuk, Hoshev Toshev Loi, you should return to him over the mashkin. Kiboy Hashemesh, when the sun sets, which is coming tonight. Zuk Susyoim, when you're giving him his clothes that he needs to wear in the day, when the sun sets, but he can no longer use it. What's going on here? Omele, the Yamama Belai Lomeli, you're giving him his day clothes at night, what does he need for? Or the Lail be Mama Lomeli? Omele says, Sam, you're right, let's erase this Braisa. Omele Loi, you don't do erasing Braisas. Hochi. Hachi, Kamar. This is what we say. Rav always had a habit of not. Abaya used to erase braces and like Shizbi, and Rav said no. Amal Hachi Kamar. Ad by Hashemesh to Shiven Eloi. This is how we read it. Till the sun rises, you should give it to him. Zuksus Yoim. We're talking about the Ksus Yoim Shenitma Lach Bebelaila. You got to give him back. You got to give him back the day clothes when the sun rises about the day clothes, which because the day clothes you took that which you took from him the previous night, didn't he? Now you got to give back to him. Now you got to give back to him. We don't mean ksus yoim doesn't mean what you're going to wear by day. Ksus yoim means is what you took by day, not what you're going to wear by day. It doesn't mean by that. Doesn't mean that by sun.
That's a change in the pasuk.
It was in others because the way the pasuk is saying it is really the lender is the one who's. Is the one who's doing all the action.
Yes, of course. But saying it like susyim, you understood susyim means the dress that you wear during the day. Susyim means the day that you are machbil by day. Mm-hmm. The clothes that you have to give to the mal to the labor by the malva by day. He seizes it by day. That's called
Ksus Yoyim. That's addressing
it's really
a
night clothes.
To, yeah, but it's addressing it to the borrow because the whole posik there is addressing it to the lender. What
to
he
the mouth,
can
exactly.
Do.
What can you
and,
take
and,
as
and,
a mushroom?
And the borrow seems not to be doing anything. And here they're turning it around and saying it's the borrower who has to.
Okay, that's one we're looking at, yeah. Says, what about Mashkenai? Shimon seized a Mashkin from Levi and then you gave him back, let's say during the day his clothes that he needs to close, and during the day he died. Now the din is that once a person dies, any metalklin that he has is namashubid labachayv, only the properties. So the children say, Fafal. It's metalkin belongs to our father, I'll give it back to you. Rabbi Yechiel says, no. The mashkin belongs to the malda. Remember, Lechoti Tzedakah, Rabbi Yitzchak said, why is it Tzedakah? Because who owns the mashkin? The malda. He can give it as kedushin to a woman. So therefore, he's taking back his security. He can. Then he can sell it and get his money back. If you take it away from the kids, Rashi, the bottom of the page, Mashkin v'meis loyver la'achas shehesh loyzavet to give him back to avud. Shoyim to malvim begabi bond takes away. They nasa etz lekasham metalklin shleim. We don't treat it like metalklin. The lemish tabdil b'chayv. The kiven the mashkin is kanye. The mashkin is koine. So the gemara meis still has a question. Amar meis says v'chima achas shem mashkinin. Yes, a question. Since we are a mashkin, lo marzidin. So if the what that it's that if the mashkin belongs to the lender. Why are you giving it back? That's what he asked. Wonder, what kind of question is that? The Torah clearly says you got to give it back. L'chati yedoka. Lama marzidin achmana. But I had the Torah says give it back. What's the frag is this? Ela ma'achashem marzidin. Lama chayzin mashkin. The Torah says his pajamas give him every night. So why every day you're taking away from him again? What's the point? It's a headache. Why are we encouraging you? We're actually encouraging the malva to go
to
by day.
That it doesn't, you know,
but what's the inyan? It's a schlep. You know? It's a schlep for the mashkin as well. But how is this protecting the malva? That's what he's asking. How did this a mashkin that you don't really own, in theory you own it, but I got to give it back to you every day. When it's not useful. And the moment it becomes useful, I got to give it back. So what's the point?
Just to remind the
two reasons.
You got to adjust your money. You still owe me the money.
But it's a tirchah to the malva.
And the two reasons have nothing to do with that. The two reasons is to protect the malva. If you give a loan, come Shemitah, the loan gets cancelled. But if there is a mashkin, which means that the mashkin belongs to the malva, we say to the borrower, you want your money back, you want your mashkin back, pay him the loan. It's like you're buying it, it's no longer a loan, it's like a purchase. So therefore, we say to the malva, yes, go be matriach, take those pajamas every single day, because that is your security, that the loan will withstand a Shemitah.
But the lender shouldn't have to go and collect the pajamas. The borrower should go and deliver it.
That much we don't say. You want your money, you have to make the effort for it. So like hey, shvius misham tosin. Number one, shvius shouldn't cancel. Number two, for la yasim metalklin eitz lebonav. If you let it remain with the borrower, then it turns into metalklin because the lender doesn't own it. And then if the guy dies, the lender will never get his money back.
I thought it was only for 30 days.
Exactly. Because you're going to only the first 30 days. Then you sell it. So we're talking about this, like, during those 3 days. Time with the mashkene, the only reason why he takes it back. It sounds familiar. Holoi hod mashkene, if he gave back the pajamas one night, didn't bother taking it back, then sounds like, if a shmita came in the next day, you lose, you cancel. If he dies, you cancel. That's what it sounds like. Rashi. Lamachol mashkene, hadi olol haz lamachol, give it back anyway. Shloi tei yishvi 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 The lav tirutzikam etiratzla. We're trying to understand the brisa, what's going on here, because tiritachi. This is how you're supposed to learn the brisa. This is what our main question was. Ach hashem marzirin. Since we're returning it anyway, lamam and mashkin and miyikara. Not that why you do it every single day, because the truth of the matter is, what did Rabbi Yechonah say? Rabbi Yechonah said that even if the mashkin is not in the hands of the malva. Rabbi Yechonah said that even if the mashkin is in the hands of the loiva, and the loiva dies, the malva can collect it because he owns it. So what are you telling me that the reason why you have to shove it back every single day is so that in case the guy dies, I have it? Rabbi Yechonah said, it doesn't matter where it's sitting. As long as it originally came into the shus of the malva as in the form of a mashkin, even when the guy died, it happens to be sitting in the loiva's house, the malva can take it because who owns this mashkin? The malva. So what's the mayor saying over here? This is the kasha we're asking Rabbi Yechon. So what's Rabbi saying over here, that you have to schlep it back every day in order to make sure if the guy dies, it's sitting in your house? Rabbi Yechon says, it doesn't matter whose house it's sitting in, as long as it's a mashkin. Says the Gemara, you're right. Let's change Rabbi Meir's question. Rabbi Meir's question was not about every day, it was about the first day. Why Bechlal have a mashkin if you always have to give back to him? What's the point of the mashkin? That's what he's asking. He's not asking why I have to give back to him every day. Why do you have to Bechlal have a mashkin? And that he answered, Lomba me mashkin mi kara. Why have a mashkin at all? And the answer is Ershin Shaloi Tehei Shviz Masham Tosai, because he owns the mashkin, you want to back pay the money. And the Layasim Metalkin Netzel Banov, that if he dies, he doesn't become a talkin by his children.
So in other words, the whole thing, the whole thing, the toys are
right. Maybe this process for the other guy.